from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring. Boring.
Hey, one thing the game needs is more people like you. You.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
It's Mookie Betts.
This is Daniel Bard.
Steve Aoki.
Jared Saltalamacchia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball
isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
All right, when I want someone to give me the what's what when it comes to Major League Baseball, there's only one person I talk to. One. And that's the oldest professional athlete in the four organized professional sports. I don't want to make you feel old, Rich, but I want to make you feel good about yourself because your head is so full of knowledge. You have the rare opportunity. Much like Tom Brady, your fellow classmate at Michigan.
That's right.
Yeah. You have the rare opportunity to be blessed with the ability that everyone says that they wish they were blessed with, which is the mind full of experience and the body that can still function.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I think the experience and then learning about a little bit of the wisdom part where, you know, the wisdom kicks in where you don't have the reaction. That's you know, a little bit deeper, right?
I'm basically trying to make your LinkedIn page for when you come back in July. You're welcome, Seth and Sam.
Yeah.
This is what you have here. This is what you have. Hey, all you
teams,
you want to win a World Series? All right, this is what we're going to do. We're going to give you a guy who knows more about the game than maybe any of your coaches. And by the way, he can still strike guys out. So there you go.
Yeah, that's fair. You're always learning. That's the one thing I'll say. Always learning. So that's a good. That's the best thing about baseball and learning from guys who had much more wisdom than I did when I came into the game. And that was guys like Greg Maddux and learning from him about just watching the game. You know, he would say just watch the game, and then watching the game the last 20 years, you know, you just gain a lot of information and see a lot of things and a lot of really cool things and things that, you know, on nights you've never seen before. So
this is, well, speaking of learning, you've learned how to be in your own home, not in Florida or Arizona, middle of February.
Yeah.
For the first time in your adult life. You hadn't even thought about that till I just said it, right?
No. I mean, we've talked about it a little bit here in the house, just being around, obviously, at this time of year. And
Are you grumpy?
No, definitely not grumpy. No, I've been keeping myself busy. There's a lot of stuff to keep myself busy. I've been working on an old car, an old 71 Mustang. So that's kept me plenty busy. We just fired it up today, actually, and the engine turned it over. It was pretty cool.
The obvious question is, so as we tape this, it's February 15th.
Yeah.
The obvious question is, when you fire up the Mustang and it fires up or you're turning the key, do you scream and yell like you would if you were throwing in a bullpen on February 15th?
Oh, it's
you're like, no, you show no, the same emotion. No?
No, that's different. There was a lot of time, a lot of effort put into this to this car so far. I mean, it was a barn find by not by design. I was trying to get rid of the car. I literally was calling donation places to come and take it, and they wouldn't come and take it out of my parents' garage because it was too much of a liability for them to take it out of the garage, which was fine. If the garage was fine, they could have just came and pulled it out. But anyway, long story short, end up taking it to a place in Quincy where I got my oil changed, and just happened to meet the right guy. And, he's been great. He's been unbelievable. And the guy who owns the shop next to the place where I go and work on the car, he's done over like 30 classic cars himself. So, I'm glad I didn't get rid of it. Let's put it that way. Listen, it's been a lot of fun.
It's getting you through really crappy weather when you would be in nice weather. It's making you forget that you're not in spring training. But you know what, Rich? Before we get to the topic, I want you to rant on because I know. Before we get to that, I just want to make an announcement, if it's okay with you, that you will be going to spring training, right?
Yeah, right. That's correct. That is correct. Yeah, there will be a all-star break in spring training of the all-star break.
You're taking a break. You're taking a break from being a father, from being from being a mechanic, and also from just you're just dabbling in baseball enough to keep it in your blood until you actually become a major leaguer again a couple months later.
You're
going to be side by side with a Hall of Famer, perhaps. I haven't looked at the schedule. Hall of Famer Joe Castiglione, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. That's what an honor. That's unbelievable. And you're going to be in the booth.
Yeah, I'll be in the booth. I will be there. So, I mean, Joe's going to have all of his attention to you. I mean, you walk in a room and Joe, he can do a 4-4-40 all of a sudden. So, yeah, he's energized. That's why you're going, Rich. I got to be honest with you. It's just to give like Joe a little spring in his step. When you walk in there,
He's going to have plenty of spring. Oh, gosh, talk about spring. He's going to be the announcement over the off season. That's incredible.
Are you going? Are you going to go?
I'm planning on going. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. In July. It's in July.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. You won't quite be with a team yet, but a couple weeks later, you will be with a team.
Yeah. And as it all comes together, obviously, it's going to be quite a day for Joe and for all the inductees at the Hall of Fame. I can't wait. I mean, hopefully all things work out and we can all get up there and that'll be great.
That's awesome. So what we're saying is that Rich is going to do a few of these games on the radio with us, and I always remember that moment, that day where you came. You are so good about coming up to the booth, and spring training games are great because we can just talk about baseball. You don't have to sort of obsess with what's going on. You know, you've been there, and randomly John Henry, the Red Sox owner, came in.
Yeah.
And he was making the rounds and he's like, he must have been standing in the back of the booth, but he goes to you like, oh, you got a future in this. I mean, I don't think he said that to anybody ever. So,
no, that was, we had a good back and forth going with the three of us up there. That was a good day. Spring training games are always great though, too, because like you said, you get to see different players and new faces and guys that are putting on the big league uniform, somewhat legitimately for the first time, right? That's always exciting and get to see the next wave of prospects or the faces of the future of the franchise that might be getting some at bats or some innings.
That's good. You know how starting pitchers are. I mean, they're out and then they're going the golf course by the seventh inning. But it's true. Am I wrong?
Yeah, well, yeah, and then less and less. I mean, I don't know if it's I know in the last couple of years and the leeway has been given that players don't have to stay as long, maybe not even at all for the games anymore.
Right.
Which, I'm I I kind of understand it, but I don't. I would like to see guys, maybe five innings is a bit much, but, you know, at least three, you know. Yeah. I you know, always like to go out there and watch anyway, because just as you get your cleats on and you have to kind of get used to standing around in your cleats for
– That's a good point. You
know, shagging BP and stuff like that. A lot of the things that, that happen, you know, kind of organically, like the conversations that happen and the things that happen on the bench when you're not playing, shagging during batting practice, just having a conversation with a coach or a player or, you know, guys that you might not talk to, you know, just in passing in the clubhouse, happen in those moments. And, you know, unfortunately, I think we're kind of pulling those away more and more because I don't know. I don't know why yet.
I know why. I can tell you why.
Yeah.
Because people want to run to their video game consoles.
Yeah. Yeah. And,
you know, this is like old man yelling at clouds, but I'm being, it's, you know how
you walk into
clubhouse, Rich, you know, everyone immediately, yeah. You walk, look around and everybody is immediately on their phone. It's like everybody is sitting there on their phone. Like looking.
Yeah, it is. I know. I've observed. I've watched it. I took some mental notes over the last couple of years, just walking in, and then the first thing everybody's gonna post whatever or answer the text messages. Look, I'm guilty of picking up my phone and looking at it a couple times or whenever after, but not, you know. You got to sit there and kind of either a big win, it's exciting, everybody's happy in the clubhouse, or a loss, and you kind of trying to observe or try to figure out what could have done better or what you could have done better and how, you know, you could have made a difference in the game or whatever, however you want to categorize it. Or you're thinking about a guy that, you know, gave up a homer or made an error, or a guy that, you know, struck out, whatever, trying to, you know, think about, hey, how can I pick him up or, you know, get him back on track, as opposed to like, you know, going right onto Twitter or whatever, X, and then going on to, you know, TikTok. I don't know, whatever, you know, and then laughing after a loss. It's just, to me, it's not right. And anyway.
Well, save some of this knowledge for the airwaves, the broadcast.
Yeah, okay.
Believe me, we're going to need it innings 7 through 9. So a little behind the scenes, I think it's okay, where we're talking. Well, I think we were talking about this, about, you know, getting going on spring training, whatever. But I brought up, I don't know how it came up. We were talking about the uniform stuff. Maybe this is the topic of the day. I don't know.
Sure. I saw some articles on it today.
Yeah, I did. I sent you an article, and it's been the topic of the day. I texted a player who may or may not have been wearing a Baseballs and Boring Japanese t-shirt the other day. And I said, what's the deal with the uniforms?
Yeah.
And I'm going to paraphrase, but they're horrible. And the white, and the white isn't even white. So
that might
give a hint to what team it is. So figure it out.
Whiter than white. Yeah.
But I think there's been a few different stories now that come out where, you know, the players are not happy. And you know, you have MLB, you know, doing their best to get all these testimonials out as much as possible. A lot of them actually, Rich, came from the All-Star game. Because they use the All-Star uniforms as sort of the same material, I guess.
Sure,
And think about this. Before I'm going to let you you're going to have the floor about, I want you to talk about just the dynamic of a Major League uniform, because I don't think a lot of people understand about it. But at the All-Star game, they go up to you, how's the uniform? What are they going to say?
Oh, well, it doesn't matter. Everything tastes. I mean, if the water, you know, if there was if they gave you, you know, here's milk and it's chocolate milk, you're going to say it tastes great. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Everything's great.
Everything's great.
It's not lemonade. It's urine. It tastes unbelievable.
I'm going to save that sound bite, that one. It's urine. It tastes unbelievable.
Yeah. Everything's great. Everything's great. There's no problems in the world.
All right. So let's do this. Talk to me about a Major League uniform. like what, you know, the your thoughts when you hear about the major league, because I don't think people understand like what goes up until this year, what goes into like getting a major league uniform. Just go ahead. Go ahead.
So last year, I'll start with this. Last year, I did try on the uniforms for this year. They wanted some guys to come in, you know, that have been playing and you know, assume that they were going to be playing next year or whatever. And I thought the way the uniforms felt were very they didn't feel quality. Felt like it was cheap. It felt like it was, you know, just basically wasn't fitted to the athlete. It wasn't fitted personally to that player. And you know, one of the things going backwards back to the, you know, the wool uniform days. but honestly, my first year in the big leagues in 2005, the shirt material or the jersey material was actually made out of what the pants were. The last couple of years, or you know, maybe the last couple of years, they've gotten a little bit like lighter, but they were still a nice quality pant or a nice quality material. Mm-hmm. And in 2005, you know, the shirts, they were, the jerseys were heavy. You know, playing in Chicago in the middle of July, as we know, it can be extremely humid and you know, obviously really hot, and you'd sweat through, you know, multiple uniforms in a start in a game. And then they went to the cool base. I think it was actually in 2007. And that was the uniform, I think, up until last year, really, when they exclusively went to the cool base uniform. Players who were grandfathered in had an option if they wanted to wear, you know, the older uniform and the thicker material. But mostly everybody in the league went away from, you know, wearing that thicker material and went to the cool base. Which made sense, but it was still a quality, you know, jersey. It was made really well. The numbers were stitched on. It was, you know, it wasn't like an iron-on kind of printed. For lack of a better term, it was a major league. You know, it wasn't cheap. It wasn't cheap. It was a major league uniform, and you earn that right, I believe, as a major league player, when you've been, you know, dubbed by the powers that be, who call you up to the major leagues and say, you know, you're a major leaguer now. Well, with that should come, you know, a certain level of, what do you want to say, kind of quality, yeah. Right? So with that quality, the uniform should be personally fitted to each player. And, you know, now what I know that they're doing is that just players are just going to be in buckets. So you're going to basically, it's like, you know, medium, large, extra large, double extra large. And there's no difference between the average consumer buying that uniform and the major league player wearing that uniform, especially when it comes to the certain, measurements that the players should have. And other things that have changed, you know, over the years that bothered me. You're at least when you used to have your name stitched in the back of your uniform, and this is, you know, before my time coming up, but they put your full name in the back of your uniform and it would be in a nice stitch. I was fortunate. I had my last name stitched. It was the end of that era, I guess, is your last name was stitched and your number was stitched in the back of your pants. So it was a nice kind of major league kind of caveat that you would get.
Yeah, that was right? Legit. Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, okay, you're in the big leagues. You get your name stitched in the back of your uniform. Now, you know, you're a QR code on the back of a uniform. I'm serious. That's what it turned into. It was cheap. They cheaped it cheap all the way down. Now, you know, that's where we're at right now. The quality is just going out the window, and I think that's unfortunate. It's something that players have earned the right to work their entire life to get to this point, and now just to be kind of a jersey off of the rack, so to speak. You know, for it sucks. It does. It sucks. Let's put it that way. It does. It's not right. It should be. You're a major leaguer. You get treated like a major leaguer. You've earned that right to be a major leaguer, and we're going to fit you for a uniform that you or feel comfortable in, and you can go out there and perform, right? Because they're not, they have no problem taking it away. That's true.
Yeah.
They'll take it right off your back, you know? So, but I mean, you know, or you, you know, you just don't play well enough, I guess. But
so let's go back to when, because it, like you were introduced to this last year. Let's go back to how it felt. Like you said, it felt sort of cheap. So when
it was cheap. It was very, it was very,
when you did it, you put it on, you're like, hey, thanks for asking, but there's no way this is going to happen because these things, I mean, could you,
I knew it was already in play. It was already going to happen. Yeah. And I mean, you know, Nike bought Majestic and changed the material and changed everything that they wanted to. And I will say this, the guys that gave glowing reviews on the uniforms are, you know, they're represented by Nike.
Oh,
yeah.
Great point.
Right. So, I mean, if, you know, I don't think you want to necessarily go to the bathroom where you eat, right?
What a great point. Did you read that somewhere or did you not know that?
No. I read it.
Whoever made that point, yeah. I missed that one. That's a great
Yeah. Point. Yeah. So you're not going to, I mean, but the guys that I, you know, guys who have been around and will understand that there's a certain finish to things that should be, and it should. And you know, NBA should have it. NHL should have it. WNBA should have it. Every major sports, the top of the whatever mountain should have that kind of quality. And I remember growing up and going to a couple of Red Sox games and seeing just the stitching on the uniforms and stuff. And you couldn't get that. You couldn't go across the street and buy it at the gift shop, right?
Yeah.
But now you can. Now everybody can be a big leaguer.
Literally, when I saw them, they looked like I used to do. This is for basketball. When I was growing up, I was very fortunate to do handouts at the Garden, yeah, of the Larry Bird era, right?
Yeah.
You hand, yeah, stuff out, posters and shaving kits, and I got in the game for free, and it was awesome.
That's awesome.
So I always looked at these handouts everyone does, and they do, obviously, with the crappy teams, like, they're more desperate, and they do more handouts. But every once in a while, you get, like, the jersey handout, like the
– yeah.
And they are just like, oh, really? Like, they'll say, like, no knock on this company, but they'll say, like, Frito-Lay on them. You know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You,
yeah,
know, it's, and you, and you're like, oh, thank you. It's free. But and I saw these, and without, they obviously don't say Frito-Lay on them, but they look the same. They look, yeah, the same. The yeah, ones, and I haven't got my hands on them to feel them, but I do know this.
Yeah.
The letters are,
yeah,
like, if nothing else, they could do the cheapest jerseys, but just like make the letters on the back look representative, yeah, of like a real uniform.
Yeah, no question. Yeah, I think the other side of it though too is that, you know, you, again, I bring it back to, you've earned that right to wear that jersey. You've gone through the ups and the downs and the, you know, whatever, however you want to go, whatever whatever linear path you take to the big leagues, or obscure path or obtuse path, however you want to get there, you got there. And that should be for big leaguers only. That's the way it should be. That's just the way I feel personally. It's like, oh, wow, how did you get, like, it's not like, oh, I can get one of those too. It's like, oh, well, okay, that's not.
The stitching thing.
I don't know.
The stitching thing is such, like, to me, because you see at these memorabilia shops, you know,
yeah,
because you,
yeah,
see them in person, sure, the memorabilia shops, the old uniforms and the stitching up in them. And it's like, oh, oh my God, yeah, this is so awesome. This is,
yeah,
Ted Williams, whatever it is.
And I'm, yeah, just, well, his name was in the back of the jersey.
Oh, it was and, this, yeah, everything, the detail of it was so incredible.
Yeah, yeah.
It was, yeah, it's,
yeah, it's not, well, it's not the same. And next time I should have grabbed some of the jerseys. I got about 7,000 of them upstairs, but I should have grabbed one with it. It's got the name in the back. And anyway, but, well, yeah,
let me ask you this.
Yeah.
You had said one of the elements too, that is it in play? Is the tailoring of it, like you said, they're all in buckets. It's literally like,
yeah. Well, what are you? I mean, you're just a medium, you're a large, you're an extra large. It's not like, okay, this guy's going to get it tailored. You want, you know, maybe you want some flair. You get the arms up a little bit. You show off the guns.
Yeah, so tell me how that works. So tell me how that, before this thing happened, tell me how that would work. You get to the major leagues and you tell someone, this is, you know, do they measure you? Do they just
ask? Yeah, in spring training, they have the group would come in and they would measure you. Any differences, any changes? Did you grow? Did you get, you know, did you put on weight? Did you lose weight? Did you, you know, how do you want your cuff to be on the bottom? Do you want the inseam? Do you want it longer? Do you want it shorter? Do you want it baggier? Do you want, you know, how do you want your jersey to fit? Do you want an extra, you know, some of the position players would get a little bit longer. So when they'd slide, it wouldn't come flying out. It would stay tucked in. Position players would get extra padding stitched into the sides of their, you know, basically their ass cheeks when they would slide. It wouldn't rip open. Or if it did, they'd have another piece of fabric under there, you know, either on the knee. You could do the knees. You could do, obviously, you know, the rear end or whatever. Wherever you wanted to do it, you could literally make it exact to your specific, you know, whatever, how specifically you wanted to get. If you wanted all your buttons on your jersey to be basically like a t-shirt. So if you wanted them all together so they wouldn't come flying open, you know, if you wanted a Velcro inside where the, you know, so the name stays together so it looks nice. Now, who cares? Who cares now? Whatever. Hey, you know, it's all right. We're just out there. It's Sunday, beer league. It's all right. It's okay. Screw it. It's unbelievable.
Who was the most unique tailoring job? Who did you play with it?
I don't know. That's a good question. Just everybody had like a little. When I started noticing, like, oh, okay, yeah, that's big league. Like he went all out and got everything. You know, everything fits. You know, it's like a freaking everything's perfect, nice and crisp. Yeah. Looks nice. You know, he cared. He cared when he was in there talking to the people. He was like, no, I want to look good when I go out there. Yeah. And now you're just a bucket. You're a bucket. Pedroia had, he had like the, that was one of the first ones that I saw. I think Mike Lowell did too, like the stitching on the extra like padding on the legs and then on the knees and stuff like that. And I think Nomar might've had that too. I heard stories, I think, of Leland might have had an extra pocket put in his pants or something like that for cigarettes. I'm serious.
Oh, no.
You can't do that anymore. You can't do that. Oh, yeah. I mean, what if you want an extra pocket for, I don't know, whatever. Whatever. What do you want to do?
What if you want to rip a dart while you're at second base? I mean, come on.
Yeah. Yeah, or in between innings. I don't know. Maybe you're nervous. You're having a bad day.
Well,
you haven't gotten a hit in 2 weeks.
One of the ones for managers I remember was which, you know, I would love to see Francona like do this because Francona was the first, really, like he didn't wear the uniform top, right? So
yeah,
he had the pullover, and actually he had, I remember, he had the uniform, like, what do you call it, a dicky? Like you?
Oh, the dicky, yeah.
Yeah, he had the thing sewn in to like the top of his.
So it looked like he had his uniform.
So it looked like he had the uniform.
Oh, that's great. And, yeah, but stuff like that, you can't even now.
No. And so Bob Watson, the late Bob Watson, who was in charge of this stuff at the winter meeting, said, had a quote saying, yeah, you know, because there was a big brouhaha about Bob Watson had come down, you got to put on the uniform. And then he called him, like, said he was wearing his pajamas. And Francona did not like that. He did not like that.
No.
But John Gibbons, he's come on the podcast. He said the same thing. He's like, no, I wasn't, just because, you know, I was too fat. It's his words. I don't think he's too fat, but it's too fat. Yeah. I don't want to tuck in my shirt. And that was how it is. Yeah. You know,
yeah. But, well, even the hats have gotten, they used to have, and I know the umpires, I believe that they still have it, but they used to put leather on the inside. It used to be on the inside right here. Now, obviously, they went to a more, you know, leather might not be the best material to use when you're sweating off, right? But you know, I don't know. It's something that, like, you just wouldn't get that at the, I don't know, the New Era store. You're not going to walk in and be like, oh, I want a Major League hat. Okay, here you go. Here's your Major League hat. Yeah. Well, why doesn't mine have the leather on the inside like the big leaguers? Because you're not a big leaguer. I don't know. What the?
Well, you know where it started? A couple years ago, when they started doing the mesh for, like, the trucker's hats for spring training. And I remember our good friend Jake Berger, you know, it was like he had the picture of his head, you know, it was sunburned. Yeah. And it was sunburned because the sun went through.
Yeah, but that was going through. Yeah.
Yeah. But you sort of, like, I think you could tell me because you were the major leaguer. I wasn't. But it's okay. Spring training, whatever. But it's, even then, it felt like that was the sort of the start of them cheaping out on things. Like they can say, like, ventilation, but I don't know.
Yeah, no, it was they went from the fitted hat to the elastic hat. Everything was so it was like, oh, are you a medium large or a large extra large? Well, we don't want to waste too many 7.5s. You know what I mean? God forbid you got the hat size that fits you because you got to the big leagues. Yeah. You know what? I want to be a race car driver. I can't go down the street in an Indy car. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
But anybody can go to a big league game and wear a full uniform.
Yeah, you know what? They are
probably get on the field. I bet you could get on the field.
You think so? You think people can run on the field?
Yeah, hey. Hop in group two. You're up third. First round is six. We'll go from there. Throw a bullpen if you want in the first group.
You know what's the equivalent of? It's basically like everyone say, okay, we're going to have a IndyCar race, and everyone gets to get in their Chevette.
yeah. You're driving your Pinto. There you go.
I don't know. That.
Don't rear end me.
You know what they should do? They shouldn't do this, but maybe they will. Is that they'll have the major leaguers wear the handout uniforms and then hand out the really good uniforms?
Yeah, that's wouldn't surprise me.
Seriously, think about that. Think about that though. You can go to the team store.
Yeah.
And the average Joe can buy a better uniform, not even an exaggeration, a better uniform than the players are playing on the field with.
Yeah. I mean, that's like, yeah. And I don't, I mean, look, I don't have a problem with it, you know, being able to, I don't know. I guess I somewhat do because there was that mystique to it. Yeah. You know, it was always that, like, oh, wow, what's it like getting your name? Like getting your name on your glove. You couldn't get your name on your glove until you got a professional contract. Really? Now everybody can get their name on their glove. I mean, everybody's little leaguers got their name on their glove now. And it's like, oh man, you didn't earn it. You didn't work for it. Like there was nothing, I'm not saying that they didn't earn it or work, whatever. They're enjoying it. I shouldn't say that. But there is a level to, like, oh wow. That is really, really cool to be able to have that.
Yeah, I can't get past the names. The names look so rinky dink.
Are they? They're close to the numbers.
No, they're just small. It's like it literally looks like, you know. It's like when you get the ripoff. The only way I can put it is like the handout jerseys. It's very small. That there was something about, and it didn't even have to be stitched, but it looks stitched, like the big letters. There was something about seeing Jared Saltamaki's name, like, come down
all the way down by his lats.
Yeah.
Hooking all the way down. Yeah.
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 Yeah. Now you can.
Yeah. I mean, what a, you know, some of the uniforms that were amazing that I always loved, the Cardinals, it was all stitched. Yeah. Cardinals, the bat was stitched. The Cardinal was stitched. What about now? What about the Braves? The Braves was stitched. I mean, stitched. It was unbelievable. It was perfect. It was beautiful. Beautiful.
I know.
You had the plates on the back of the Braves uniforms, you know. I mean, it was different. It was like the plate, you had the back, you had the last name, obviously the number, beautiful stitching.
Yeah.
Piping was nice. Fit perfect.
Well,
but now you're a bucket. You're a bucket. That's it.
By the time you come back, maybe they'll change back to the new uniforms.
And wait until the first day after a travel day and all the uniforms get washed and it looks like everybody packed them in their wallet and they run out there and it's like they look like a wrinkled, you know.
You know what I remember?
That material isn't going to – it's not going to – No. It's not going to steam out that easy.
Are you a Seinfeld guy? Are you a Seinfeld guy?
No, I watched a little bit when I was younger. But you know what I've been getting into? It was
George becomes assistant to the assistant to the traveling.
He has
the great idea that the Yankees uniform should be cotton. And it breathes so well, but then it rains. It's like they can't move.
They can't move, and they're all just out there like cotton balls.
Yeah.
Stuck in the mud.
Well, hey, listen, whatever. The good thing is that this is good practice, Rich, because as much as you say that you love the great game of baseball, watching late innings of a spring training game.
Oof. There's gold in there, though. There's gold in there, Rob, right? Come on, you got kids coming up there, their first at bat. I mean, I remember when I got called up to my first spring training game, I had to change my pants. And then I called my parents. I was like, come on, you got to come out. And my dad came out, and he came out the next day. And I don't know if I got in that game. I got in the next day, though. I pitched an inning out of the bullpen. But anyway, just little things like that, you know, like guys that, it's their first spring training, whatever, or just some really cool stories of guys that might be trying to make the team, right?
I know, but I'm surly. Like,
how many are you going to do? That's, 15. I'm talking about three, so that's easy, right?
15, yeah, 15. Nah, you're going to, well, the biggest thing, Rich, compared to last time you did it is that, and you know this from playing, but it goes by so quick. Like, so you know where at JetBlue Park, you know where the broadcast booth is. So the little hallway, the bathroom's around the corner. You have to go out the hallway. I missed a half inning just because I went to like the bathroom. Like,
oh, really?
You have to walk out. Yeah. I mean, it's like
goes quick. Yeah. Oh, and now with the clock, the shot clock is going to be, now there's less time on the shot clock. They're going to make sure. Buckets and shot clocks. That's it. Everybody's a bucket. You're a shot clock. Next thing you know, the game's going to be an hour long. Everybody's going to be driving home in race cars.
You know,
and we're going to have a major league uniform on.
You know, it's going to be great when it starts to rain and the lettering starts to bleed.
It's going to be made out of like Teflon from DuPont,
and all the Nike guys are going to be, there's nothing to say. There's nothing to say.
Yeah, but the other side of this whole debacle is that they had years to get this right.
Well,
years.
This wasn't
something that was like, hey, we just got the contract, we got to make uniforms in a month.
Rich, you are talking about the same organization that still can't get a universal baseball. So
yeah, that's true. That's a good point.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's a good point.
Well, all right. We saw.
I gotta be careful. I gotta make a July, August.
I know
I can't tick too many people off.
I don't think they're gonna say no. We can't sign Rich Hill because he was critical of the uniforms. I don't think that's happening.
No, the baseball's the baseball. That's
listen. Matt Strom does it. He's pitching. Why can't you?
I love it.
By the way, real quick. So we just, I guess you guys, this is why Baseballs and Boring Podcast is the absolute best, because we only have people on who are honest.
Yeah.
Interesting. So I had Matt Strom on the other day, and I just said, Matt, you're always thinking of something, right? Like, you're always thinking of something, something you're thinking about.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to say like complaining. No, you're thinking about last year, it was the beer sales. And I thought he made a very good point, how they were pushing beer sales to, instead of the seventh inning, it was the eighth and ninth inning, instead of like, you know, because the pitch clock, the games are going
fast. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And it was a good point. So anyway, this is what he got. So he had said something which I didn't realize. And I actually texted a hitting coach to see if he knew about it. He said he hadn't heard anything officially. But evidently hitters now this year are going to be able in game to use the hitting machine, and I wish I can't remember the name of it. The one with the screen.
Oh yeah, no, the real, like the
real. Yeah. The yeah. It's like the you
it's
have.
It's unbelievable. Hey, it's unbelievable.
Yeah. So hitters, according to Matt, and I believe him, during the game can dial up. Rich Hill's coming in the game. I'm gonna face him like whatever.
Yeah, you know, you can get up there and in between innings or whatever. And
and Matt had a good point. He's like, we can't even, they don't even allow us to, like, in the bullpen, you like put a TrackMan machine out there, like, to measure that.
So, yeah, no, it's a lot of it's you know, obviously going towards the offense.
And, offense, yeah.
You know, that's where we got to get back to starting pitching. You know, that's what you need to do is make a t-shirt, starters start, relievers relieve, closers close. You know, there's no more openers. There's no more
sports writers.
But the marquee, but the marquee of the ticket is to go watch the starter. Like, I want to go see Gerrit Cole, you know, right. I want to go watch these guys start and pitch a complete game, possibly a no hitter. Hey, this is something that could happen. That's really special. That's the emotion that I bought with the ticket. You know, I didn't buy 3-minute innings and blazing fast so I can get out of here. I got in so I can get out quick, so I can get back to what I got in here to forget about my problems, but I want to get out of here as fast as I can so I can get back to them. That makes sense.
So you have really good analogies. He's like, man, you're going to be good at this broadcasting thing.
Sorry, I was cutting out. My brother-in-law was just calling me.
All right. Well, I'll let you get to him. We got a lot. This is good prep. This is good. We're workshopping a lot of things. So this is good.
I like it.
All right.
Okay.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.